Good morning.
Good morning.
I stated I'm here to present my semi-annual report and investment report per State Statute 54-150. Can I give you a second to go over the report? It'll give you the detailed fund balances, providing the breakdown for each, beginning with the beginning balances as of January 1st, 2017. Then you have your revenues, the expenditures, and then the ending balance as of January 30th. If you look on the back page, it'll give you the grand total of all funds at this as of January 30th. Was $47,382,941.29. The last report on there is the financial institutions that have the certificate of deposits. That total is $41,878,150.16. And then the cash on hand in the checking account was $5,504,791.13.
The list of all of the banks and the interest rate is with them. I noticed interest is going up now. Mm-hmm. Are they, are any of these? Okay, I see you've got the dates where they mature at.
Yeah, we've got, I have several that's maturing this year. It's at a lower interest rate that I should be able to, you know, reinvest higher at this time.
On the second page, it says period to date and then year to date. What did you say that like the $7,699,000, what number? Is that the January 1 number?
Yes. Yeah, that was the carryover from the year before. So that'll show you, like on the second line there, the revenues we brought in for the year. And then the next line will show the expenditures we've spent, so you can see if they've spent more than what they've actually brought in this year.
And of course, the sewer sales tax is included.
Yes.
With this budget, and
which is
with the $47 million, not with what we're talking about. Yeah, I just want to make sure that's clear to anybody listening.
And just noting that they've got a lot of projects going, so that should be naturally going down a little using them. Money for the projects.
Exactly. Yeah, because they have, their balance was like $21 million, so. If you don't have any more questions, I just need it entered into record.
I don't have any.
I don't have any.
Move to accept and enter into record the Taney County Treasurer's semi-annual report.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
morning.
Yeah, we have office space discussion for the Taney County Coroner. So you need some space.
I need some space. A little bigger in a closet space, but not as much as Brandon's space. I'm doing pretty good.
Did you say not as much as my space?
No, actually, I just, the place I've had an office.
You might give a synopsis of why you need.
Yeah, the place I had an office over the last 14 years, it's always been at the other job that I do part-time, so they've always had an office space available. However, that's going away kind of abruptly, and just kind of out of an office now, so I'm going to have to need one. It's been nice over the last few years, not had counties, not had to pay for anything or do anything, but now.
Is it just to store the files? Is that what it is?
No, it's where I work out of, too.
Oh, okay.
It'll store files and some articles and stuff that are collected off the desk that I store in there until people pick that stuff up and different things. And, you know, I need a desk and.
Is part of that, everything. Like Melissa in emergency management, she's storing some now? Like
she has old records that are anything over like 6-8 years old. And now I keep everything that's current, current active cases and stuff, that insurance, different stuff I need.
So essentially you need a desk, phone?
No, I can use a phone. I've got county phone.
So you just use your cell
phone? I just need a fax line of some sort, however that comes in. And
do you need the fax line?
Probably going to need a computer because I'm using mine right now. So eventually.
The fax line, can it be an electronic fax? Or does it need
however, and get a fax in. It doesn't matter to me.
I just need to get with IT and find out if there's some sort of. I think, like me personally, I use a CAN scanner, I think is what it is. Anyways,
yeah,
I can sign, legal, do anything, take a picture of my phone, and send it right back.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure there's things out there, I think, that unless you need a hard fax line coming in.
Yeah, whatever's cheapest and works. And I get probably about 3 faxes a day on it. Average 3-4.
The jokes, your daily joke sheet doesn't count as one.
No, it doesn't count. That's extra.
Then what?
I'd prefer something over on the west side, just because most of the calls, most of my business over there. But I don't know if we've got anything over there, you know. So
the only thing we have would be the airport. I don't know if there's any office space, quote-unquote, over there or not.
I talked to Mike, and he said there really wasn't anything. I think the chamber, Hollister Chamber's got the only office he had available over there, and they use it. Some type of trade-out for something, he said. But outside of that, he didn't. Outside of the big terminal, but it's not heated or aired. They keep that all shut off because there's nothing in there.
They do what with the Hollister Chamber?
I don't know, some little office there, they have some type of trade out for, he said, for sewer water or something like that.
I wasn't aware of that. It might be more beneficial to not have to pay for you an office somewhere than whatever the benefit is that they're getting from. I'm trying to think what else we have over in that area. We don't have anything, do we? Have you talked with any municipalities? I wonder if they'd, is there anything available for.
No, I haven't.
You got
I didn't realize we were going to need a complete office. I was thinking it was probably just storage, so I hadn't given any thought.
Well, but what sounds, it sounds to me like you're not needing, you're just needing essentially a desk and a place to put your laptop and store some.
Yeah, got like.
He wants a computer, too.
Right, but that's, a laptop or a desktop?
Yeah, just a laptop. Okay. I'll work with IT, see if I can just get something they've got over there.
So. If there's nothing available over there, what do we have over here?
That's what I was thinking. I think maybe something we need to look into, see in the building. I was thinking of a, but I need to check in to see if there's something in the spot I'm thinking of here.
You can't put him in a jail cell.
They're all full. The old jail.
It's so dreary back there.
They're all
yeah.
full.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it just kind of came up quick, you know, and so I'll probably have to get everything out of the current office by the end of the month.
So you're retiring from
no.
Oh,
no, okay. The state's taking it. So,
oh.
And the state, it's going to be the state's paying the bill, and so I'll have to separate.
Doesn't SUTI have two offices?
Yeah. Is there an additional office back behind Environmental Services?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's an additional office maybe up in our area.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was going to have to check on was the one on environmental to see if that was being
back here.
Over here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
And then, speak of the devil.
Where's the devil?
Mr. Suti just walked in.
Oh.
You got anything in that office back behind you? Is there anything back there?
There's some file cabinets back there. There's a desk back there and a chair. I use that for people to cut off the compound application, but that's basically all that's in there.
Okay.
And Mr. Suti had mentioned a fax machine one time. We checked into the cost of it and everything. So if he couldn't use, like you were saying, then that could be one there to be shared.
Just got to make sure that it's not. I don't know what your needs
are
as far as your confidentiality. And
yeah.
Okay.
It's the only drawback with that one. Well, you can think about it, and maybe I can get with you. But
honestly, do you want me to take the point over in my area and see if there's anything available, and then you guys can kind of talk here? We'll go from there.
Yeah, the advantage here is it's paid for already.
Well, the advantage, I'm, if we can do something at the airport, it's paid for. I mean, we own the property, so or the buildings and.
Did you say you checked with the airport already?
Yeah, that's what I said. The direct directory. Really said he's.
Well, yeah, we got animal control. You might go there.
Do what?
Animal control. You can go up in the little cat
that's,
area.
That's true. They've got plenty of kennels.
They keep on having problems with dog hair. Can you help sweep up dog hair? Well, for some reason, I guess they can't sweep up dog hair. I can't figure that out.
Put a few rollers in the budget.
Well, for what we pay, you'd think they could come up with some rollers or something.
You think.
Can we check into them?
Yeah, please check in. Just kind of let me know. Okay. Sorry for the short notice.
No, that's all right. I'll do some digging. I think we'll do some digging and try to find something.
Do you have your contact number? We need to call you with the question.
Yeah,
you got it?
I think our office has it, yeah.
I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Anything else? Thank you, guys.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I kind of like the animal control area idea. Oh, it's not for you.
Agreement for Tire Disposal Services, bid number 17-093RB.
Who did we award that to? I forget.
ABC Tire.
Has Frank looked over it?
He has. We have a letter here from Mr. Cotty dated July 18, 2017, and that he's reviewed the proposed agreement for the Tire Disposal Services.